Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Brochus Daf Lamed Beis, the beginning of the third perek of Maseches Brochus. The Mishnah in the bottom of Lamed Aleph Beis says, Misha meisoi muto lefonov. Person who has a mace in front of him, they're taken care of, potur mikriya shma umin tefillin. He should not say kriya shma, he should not put on tefillin. That's the Girsa Bayos, seemingly in the Gemara's mashma, that the Gemara in the Yerushalmi did not have this sentence of tefillin in their Mishnah. The people that are carrying the bed of the mace, and the ones who replace them, and the ones who replace them, the one who did not carry yet the bed, and then there's ones that were already carried the bed. The ones that are needed to carry the bed, either they carried already and they'll need to carry again, or they didn't carry yet, p'turim, they don't have to say krishma. And the ones that they already did their job and then we don't need them anymore, chayovim, they have to say krishma. Says the Mishnah of Lamed Beis, elu ve'elu p'turim in atfilo, they're both potter from davening, and what's the reason? So Rashi in the Bavli says that it is because it's only their abonim. But as the Rash Sirileo brings over here, the Gemara earlier in the Yerushalmi did not mashma that they agree with this pshat. And in the Yerushalmi, it sounded that because tefillah requires lav kavana, somebody who is busy with a levayo, he cannot have the kavana, and therefore we don't require him to daven. But kriya shma, which is a very short kavana, that you could ask these people that already carry the bed to do. Says the Gemara, Mishemeisu mutu lefonov, Tani uminat tefillin. So here the Gemara is adding to the brisa that says he's also part of putting on tefillin. Says the Gemara, Ovel b'yoyim harishon einoy noisin tefillin. Ovel on the first day of Avelus does not put on tefillin. B'yoyim hasheni in the second day unoisin tefillin. V'ibo ponim chadoshos, if new people came to Menachem Ovel, who holds on, he removes the tefillin, calls shiva the entire 7 days, that's what he does. Divrei Rabbi Elazar, that's a sheet of Rabbi Elazar. You don't put tefillin for 2 days, the first and the second day. And the third day where he puts on tefillin. And if new people came to the Shiva house, he does not remove them. Now this machlekes is also mentioned in the Bavli Maseches Moed Katan, but here it's brought down the opposite, that Rabbi Lezer is the one who says that you put it for the first 2 days and then you don't remove them. And Rabbi Shua is the one who says you put it in the second day, but you do have to remove them if Parim Chadoshes come in. Ask the Gemara, in B'yayim Hasheni Einu Noisin, if you don't put tefillin even the second day, as Rabbi Shua says, so why does the Mishnah tell us, Tzucha Meimar Mishemeis Umutu Lefonav? Our Mishnah says, someone has a maze in front of him, should not put on tefillin. The first 2 days you don't put on tefillin. Answers the Gemara, they'll begin the Tanado, because we spoke about Krishma, so he mentioned tefillin as well, even though tefillin you don't have to say. So the Gemara, Zeir of Yirmiyah b'shem Rav, he said the name of Rav, Halocho k'Rabbi Elazar ben Esino. We have Paschal like Rabbi Elazar that says that you don't put on only the first day, but the second day you should put on the tefillin. U'k'Rabbi Yeshua b'chalitza. We have Paschal like Yeshua and Chalitza that says that even if new people came to the Shiva house, an Ovel should not remove his tefillin. Says the Gemara, is the hero boy? They asked the question. Nothing but Yom Hasheni, Rabbi Elazar. If he put on the second day, like Ripaska, like Rabbi Elazar, Mao Shiase, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shua, Shloi Lachlitz. Meaning, Rabbi Elazar says you could put on already in the second day. Rabbi Shua says you do not put on the second day. But Rabbi Shua says do not remove the tefillin from the third day and on. When a person puts on tefillin on the second day, when the Ovel puts a tefillin on the second day, so now, according to Rabbi Shua, he should not put on tefillin at all. According to Blazer, even though he puts on, he should remove it. So do you say that he should remove it if someone new comes? Because we might have shech, he should not have tefillin now. Or you say, now that we pass like Rabbi Shua, that once you put on tefillin, you don't remove it. And so we mainly, now that we go to Rabbi Blazer, you put on tefillin already the second day, you do not remove it also on the second day. Do we use Rabbi Yeshua's svara in the time of Rabbi Elazar? And that's what the Gemara says. Maushi has said Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shua, should we put Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shua together? Shalom lachas, not to remove the tefillin. Or Rabbi Yossi bar Abloin, v'chinei, no son, v'yoyim hasheni, k'Rabbi Elazar, Nasa Rabbi Elazar ka b'shua shaloi lachlutz. This sentence, the Vilna Gaon takes out, and really doesn't seem to make so much sense. The Chodei Gemara is just repeating what we just said, that in the second day, the question is, Rabbi Elazar is like a b'shua. Efshar, the Gemara now is saying an answer. According to the gifts that we have over here, the Gemara is saying you should know that Rabbi Elazar does become like a b'shua, not to remove it. Vein kene, if you don't want to say that, neima halacha ka Rabbi Elazar. So here there's two main ways to understand the Yerushalmi, which really are two opposite ways. The way the Haredim learns, the Gemara is asking like this, why don't we just say that halacha is like Rabbi Elazar by Yom HaSheni in the second day? Just tell me, halacha is like him in the second day, you put in tefillin. And if you would say that, I would know that we paskal like Rabbi Elazar completely in the second day. Second day is the day of Rabbi Elazar, so to speak. You put in tefillin, but you also remove it. The fact that he just said halacha ka Rabbi Elazar ben Nisino, and he didn't say halacha ka Rabbi Elazar by Yom HaSheni, mashra that halacha ka Rabbi Elazar is only regarding putting in tefillin, not regarding removing tefillin. That's what the Haredim learns, meaning the halacha is that an avil should not remove tefillin even in the second day if panim chadashas came. The Rash Siri Lo, and that's what Rab Chaim brings, he says, what the Gemara is trying to tell us is, why do you have to tell me halacha ka Rabbi Elazar in this and halacha ka Rabbi Shua in that? Just say halacha ka Rabbi Elazar ben Nisino. And you may like know, halacha ka Rabbi Elazar is only regarding putting on the tefillin. That's it. Meaning you can put it on the second day. And that's the only thing halacha is like him. And you may like know that regarding chalitza, I hold like Rabbi Shua that you remove the tefillin. Why do I have to say a whole sentence? Halacha like Rabbi Elazar in Nisino. And halacha ka Rabbi Shua in chalitza. The fact that we're adding the words halacha ka Rabbi Shua in chalitza, that means that we're saying like Rabbi Yeshua regarding chalitza, that an avil should not remove his tefillin, only where Rabbi Yeshua said it. And Rabbi Yeshua said it only from the third day on, because he holds in the second day you don't put on tefillin at all. The fact that he said it, that tells me that not removing tefillin only applies from day three and on. So it comes out, these two refreshers say the exact opposite. According to the Haredim, what the Gemara is telling us is that we should have said that halacha is like Rabbi Elazar b'yom HaSheni, and then I would know that we hold like him completely in the second day, putting it on and removing it. And the fact we don't say that, that shows that halacha Rabbi Elazar is only regarding nesina, only regarding putting on the tefillin, but not regarding removing the tefillin, and on the second day, you're supposed to keep the tefillin, not remove it. The Rash Siri Lo, Reb Chaim, they say the exact opposite. The Gemara says you should have said halacha Rabbi Elazar ben nesino, and not say anything else. And Imela, I would know that regarding chalitza, I hold the Rabbi Yeshua in every day. The fact that I said halacha Rabbi Yeshua bechalitza, that tells me pasuk Rabbi Yeshua, only Rabbi Yeshua spoke, which means from day three and on. Meaning in day two, you do have to do chalitza. So according to this, the maskana of this Gemara is that an avil should do chalitza on the second day. Says the Gemara in Amud Beis, Omer Aboin Ktiv, it says in the pasuk, L'man tizkor es yoyim tzeischo meret Yitzrayim kol yemei chayecho. So you dash from here, yamim shat oisek b'hem b'chayim, v'lo yamim shat oisek b'hem b'meisim. When you're busy with live people, then you say kriyashma. When you're busy with the dead, you do not say kriyashma. Says the Gemara, Tanim rotzo l'achmir al atzmoi, ein shayimim loy. Person wants to be machmir on himself, and to say kriyashma, we don't listen to him. Lama, what's the reason? Mi pri kvoidi shel meis, what's the reason? The reason, because it's not covered for the mace to say Kriya Shema when he's not buried yet, or it's because you need someone to take care of the mace. Man nafak mi binehim. What's the nafkamina between these two explanations? Hayalu mi sheyiso masor. There is someone to take care of the mace. Ain't he my replay kvoidu shel mace? Even because of the respect to the mace. Also, then the avil is not allowed to say Shema. But if you tell me it's because there's nobody to carry the mace, so if you have someone, so then in the chinami, the avil should say Kriya Shema. Says it more about Tani, Potur, Mnetilas Lulav. Boy tries to bring a raya. It says, you're not allowed to take Lulav. Lulav is in Yomtev. On Yomtev, you don't take care of the mace. Says the more Tipotur Bechol, not talking about in Yomtev, we talk about Chol HaMoed. We could take care of the mace. Says it more about Tani Potu and Mitkiya Shofar. It says he doesn't blow Shofar. In Islach Mimar Bechoil, Loi Biyomtev. Can you say to blow Shofar in the weekday? There's no such thing. You blow Shofar only in Yomtev. On Yomtev, you don't take care of the mace. And he's still not allowed to blow Shofar. So, this is a raya that the reason why you don't do mitzvahs is because of kvoid shomeis. He does need to do something for the mace. To bring an oren, to bring the kofet, to bring the tachrichin, kai the tanin and the one, like we say later, machshichin al tchum, the person could go close to the end of the tchum and Shabbos, lifkoyach, to take care of aliski akalo, valiski amace, take care of akala, of amace, lavilo oren the tachrichin, to bring his oren, to bring his tachrichin, chalilu mekoyninois. Chalim is the flute, Mekari Nois is the woman that would scream out and sing in the time of Levayo. Kimi Shehu Noise Masor. So that's considered to be like Noise Masor, meaning he's not literally carrying the mace on Yom Tev, but he is taking care of other tzrochim, other needs of the mace. So this person, the Ovel, is needed for the mace. So it could be the reason why he can't do mitzvahs is not because Kvodesh Mace, but because the mace needs it. And the Gemara does not push it to Sofek, what is the reason that an ovel doesn't say Shema. Says the Gemara, "Mosay koyvim et hamitos." Since when you koyf the mitos? It used to be the minug in the time of the Gemara is in a base of ovel. They took the beds of the house and they turned them around, and that was a simon of avelus. So when do we start doing this? Meaning, when does the avelus begin, and the oinenus, the time of taking care of the mace and bearing him, is done? Says the Gemara, "Mishiyetze ames mipesach achotzer." The minute he leaves the door, so that's when the avil starts in the house, divrei Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Shua, even if she saw some agoilel, only once he's buried and you cover the grave. So the more kishemis on Gamliel, when Gamliel was nifter, kivan she yotzei pesach achotzer, once he left the house, omer Rabbi Elazar talmido, Rabbi Elazar told his talmidim, kofus amitois, turn around the beds. Once he was buried, omer Rabbi Yeshua kofus amitois. So Rabbi Yeshua went and told everybody, go now home and turn around the beds. So they told Rabbi Shua, "Kvakafinu al pi azokin." We already turned it around based on Rabbi Lezer before you told us. With this, we end Yerushalmi Brachas Daf Lamed Beis.